Okay, now that my mic is on.
You don't have to yell.
Rudy, what, can you say again what we learned about last week? Let's start over. Well, we're not going to go through the whole start over thing.
Okay.
So, Rudy, what did we learn about last week? Last month. Everything. We learned about the creation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a few minutes to review. And remember last time we had some questions that we asked the younger kids. So the younger kids, 5 and under. And the older kids are everybody who's older than 5.
That's a lot.
And if you're an adult and you want to be an older kid for tonight, you can go right ahead and do that. So we're going to start with some questions for the younger kids. And then we'll have some review questions for the older kids. So, and these are questions because you all should have learned these. You don't have to raise your hand. You can just shout the answer out. Who created the heavens and the earth?
God
created the heavens and the earth. And how did God create the heavens and the earth? He created the heavens and the earth with his word.
Oh, yeah.
He created it with his word. And now, for the older kids, let's go over the days of creation. And remember, we learned this special pattern about the days of creation, that on days 1, 2, 3, God created a domain. God created 3 spaces. And on days 4, 5, 6, he filled those spaces. And on day 7, he rested. So day 1, and we all can just say it out because we learned it. It's really simple. So on day 1, God created the day and night.
Oh, nice.
Day 2, God created the sky and sea. Day 3, God created the land and plants. And then day 4, God's going to create something to fill up the day and the night. So he created lights.
Like that one?
God's lights were way cooler than that.
I bet.
And God didn't even need a scaffolding to put them in the sky. Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah, he's a tall dude.
He's pretty crazy. God's pretty amazing. So on day 4, we needed a scaffolding to put these lights in, and it was pretty scary.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
You didn't climb it, did you?
I did not.
I knew it.
Day 4, God created lights to fill up the day and the night, and day 5... God's going to create something to fill up the sky and the sea. So what fills up the sky and the sea?
Fog.
Birds and fish.
Oh, I was going to say smoke.
And then on day 6, God created animals.
Oh.
And man to fill up the land and to eat up the plants. And so what day did God call creation very good? Day 6, when God created man, he called creation very good. And what we're going to learn about tonight is we're going to zoom in. So in Genesis chapter 1, we have the story of how God... Do you have a question, Rudy?
I have some easy ways to remember the days of creation.
Well, I think we already talked about that. We got to move on to our next lesson, okay? So you can tell me that afterwards, because that would be cool to learn more about that. It's always good to learn more about how to remember things. And so on last month, we talked about how God created everything. And now this time, we're going to zoom in from the creation of everything to how God made people. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means. But since this is generation night, we're going to talk about how God made boys and girls.
Oh.
And we're going to learn 4 lessons about how God made boys and girls. So I'm going to tell you the 4 lessons, and we're going to go over the 4 lessons, and then we'll review them at the end. So here are the 4 lessons.
Okay.
You ready, Doug?
Okay, I'm ready. What?
God made boys and girls in his own image.
Oh, God made boys
That's
and
number
girls
one.
In his own image?
Number 2, God gave boys and girls a job to do.
Ah, work. We got work to do. I got to go clean my room now.
Not now. You got to stay here with me and help.
Okay, good.
So everything in order.
That would take forever.
Number 3, God is in charge of boys and girls. And number 4, God made boys to be boys and girls to be girls. And those may sound like really simple lessons, But there's a lot of people in our world that are really confused about them. So if you can keep those four things straight, your life is going to be a lot better.
Amen.
So let's learn about number one. God made boys and girls in his own image. What can you all say it with me? God made boys and girls in his own image.
What does it mean by image?
We're going to talk about that.
Okay, good.
But first, we got to read this from the Bible.
Oh, okay.
So Genesis 1:26, this is our memory verse. We'll have questions here in a second. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Now, we're going to talk about image in a minute. But dominion is to be in charge of something, to rule over something.
Ooh.
Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Does that sound like God's talking about all the animals?
Ooh.
Yeah, God's talking about all the animals. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, or boy and girl, created he them. And then we learn this in Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Did you say he made man out of dust?
Yes, that's right, Doug.
So the stuff that causes us to sneeze?
That's right.
So when I sneeze, I'm sneezing out man?
No, because God made man.
Oh, okay.
So lots of people in our world believe that boys and girls are no different from the animals.
What?
But do you ever act like a little crazy? Does Doug act crazy?
Yeah!
Do any of you ever act crazy?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I witnessed
Sometimes you act kind of like crazy wild animals?
No.
I know some of you pretend to be crazy animals sometimes. I need all the parents to bear me witness that sometimes these kids act like wild. How many of your kids act like hyenas sometimes? What about charging elephants? Or bulls in china shops? Or you too?
I'm saying.
What are some other crazy animals you might act like?
Cheetah.
A cheetah? Can you run as fast as a cheetah? You try? Whoa, what happened? Where'd
I tried.
You go, Doug?
I tried.
You tried?
I tried.
You went down instead of sideways.
It was still fast. Besides, right. It was downways.
That's not what cheetahs do.
They go fast.
Lions? How many of you ever try to roar like a lion?
Can I try?
Can you try?
Roar!
Smoke.
That was a pretty ineffective roar.
I tried.
But you know how sometimes boys and girls act crazy like animals?
Yeah.
If you act crazy, does that make you an animal?
No.
No, you know why? Because God made boys and girls different from the animals. In fact, the Bible says that God made all of us in his own image. Now, Doug, you ask a really good question. You ask what it means to be made in God's image.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's so much about being made in God's image. There's no way we can talk about all of it tonight. But I'm just going to tell you a little bit. So in the ancient world, way back when the pyramids were being built, way back when the Bible was being written, here's what kings would do. Kings would conquer a piece of territory. And when they conquered the territory, they would set up an image. Now, an image is like a statue that looks like you. So if we made a golden statue of Doug, it would look like Doug, but it would be smaller, right? And we would put... And so if Doug was a king, if you were a great emperor, Doug.
Yes. Emperor Dude.
Emperor Doug Dude. So if Emperor Doug Dude went over and conquered a piece of territory like, a pretty small piece of territory. I don't think you've got a big army. So you conquered this square of concrete. That's a pretty small army. But if you conquered this and you were an ancient king, then you would set up a little statue of Doug.
Yeah.
So that everyone who came to this territory would see, oh, that's Doug's place over there.
Yeah, don't touch the dude.
Don't touch Doug's territory over there. And so that's what kings would do. They would set up an image. Well, God didn't conquer a little scrap of concrete or even a single country. God created the whole world.
Ooh, whoa.
And God didn't set up a statue. God set up living and breathing men and women to represent him so that everyone could see that God was the one who owned the whole world. And he made us in a little way, just like a statue wouldn't be as cool as Doug.
Of course.
So human beings aren't as powerful as God.
No.
But God made us to be like him in some really important ways so that we could reflect his glory over creation. And that's why he made us different from all the animals so that we could be his images in creation. And that's why the lives of boys and girls are so much more special. Now, some of you have pets, right? Who has a pet? Do some of you like your pets? You like your pets? But here's the thing. Even though the lives of animals are important and you should never hurt an animal, animals aren't made as God's images. But people are. And that's why people's lives are worth so much more than the lives of animals. And that's why killing a person is murder. And so while all of creation shows God's power, only boys and girls are made in God's image. So what was point number one?
We are all living,
God made boys and girls in his own image. So now we're going to do point number two.
Oh, good. What was that one?
God gave boys and girls a job to do.
Oh.
Boys and girls a job to do. Can you say it together with me? God gave boys and girls a job to do. Now listen, we're going to read in the Bible about the job that God gave to Adam, the first boy.
Oh, wow. The first boy.
And God blessed them, or to Adam and Eve, the first boy and the first girl. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And then in Genesis chapter 2, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That means he put him in the garden to take care of the garden.
Oh, at first I thought he had
to dress him. So God told Adam and Eve to rule over the earth and to take care of the earth. That was the job that God gave to people to do. Now, how many of you really like to work? Some of you like to work. Sometimes kids don't like to work. Do you like to work, Doug?
Yeah.
You love work.
Yes, I do.
That's good. But you know, sometimes have you ever thought, I wish I had all the money in the world so that I wouldn't have to work and I could hire people to work for me?
Oh, dude.
You've thought that?
Oh, dude, yeah.
How many of you kids have thought that? Parents, how many of your kids act like they think that sometimes? When you see everything they've stuffed in the closet or under the bed, or you go out to see where the chickens were supposed to be taken care of and they're not quite all the way taken care of, or whatever other animals you might have. So sometimes boys and girls act like work is a bad thing.
It's not.
But we learn, it's not.
What?
But we learn that God gave boys and girls a job to do, that work is a good thing. We were created to work. Now, because of sin, and we'll learn about this next time, because of sin, sometimes work is really hard. But work is actually good. And we were created to work. And we glorify God through the work that we do. And all of us will have different jobs when we grow up. What do you want to do when you grow up, Doug?
Be awesome. I've already got a great head start.
What?
I already got a great head start.
But that's not a job, Doug.
It takes a lot more work than you know.
What? Oh, so Doug does not know about work.
What?
So do any of you kids know what you want to do when you grow up? Petey?
I want to be a missionary to Africa.
Noah?
Oh, dude, good job. I'll support you.
A police officer. Sophia? An interior designer.
Fixer-upper.
Charlotte? A cowgirl.
Yeah.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Nurse.
A clothing designer. We got some designers here. You want to be famous? Well, you got a lot of work, but all of those. So there's all of. Okay, I'll take two
more.
Tell
me, I'll help you out.
On the back row, Reagan. A house designer.
A sewer.
Don't they call that a tailor?
Chloe.
A mommy.
A mommy? That's a great thing to be. Yeah? Oh.
I wanna
work at a store. Work at a
store?
What?
I wanna work at a store.
Work at a store too? Those are all great jobs to do. And you know what? We could call on everyone, and there's so many more jobs we could talk about. But you know what? All of those are jobs that involve all the things that got mentioned, apart from being awesome. All those things are things that involve taking care of the earth and ruling over it. And there's lots and lots of different jobs we can do, but all of us were created to work. So God gave boys and girls a job to do. Number three, God is in charge of boys and girls. Can you say it with me?
God is in charge of boys and girls.
What? Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
Ooh, poison, huh?
How many of you have rules in your home? Do all of you have rules in your home? Hopefully all of you. Are all of your rules the same?
No.
No, but all of you have rules, right? And what do rules remind you about? They remind you that you are not in
charge.
You are not in charge. Mm-hmm. Your parents are in charge of you, right? And God gave Adam and Eve rules to remind them that they were not in charge, but God was in charge. And who's in charge of all of us? So all of us have different families we're a part of and different rules in our different families. And some of us can do some things and some of us are allowed to do other things. But who is the boss of all of us?
God.
Now, do you think being in charge of everything is a pretty big job? So, Brother Matthew and many of the men in the church worked really, really hard to do this drain. And Brother Blaine helped. And there were so many men there yesterday that I can't even name all of them. But there were a lot of people who were there and they were building the drain. Now, what do you think would happen if Chloe got on Matthew's new toy and tried to dig dirt with it?
Chaos.
Chaos, right? It would be bad. You think you would break something, maybe? You'd probably break something. Or if you tried to drive the big truck that pulls his trailer, do you think that would end well, Petey?
Yes.
No, it would not end well. Do you know why? Because you're not big enough to do that. And that was why God gave Adam and Eve rules. Because if they tried to be in charge of the whole world, they would break stuff.
Oh.
And God gave them rules to protect them from getting broken and breaking other things. God gives us rules because we're not big enough or smart enough to decide what's right and wrong for ourselves. Because when we do that, we break stuff and we break ourselves.
That hurts when you break yourself, especially.
It does. They were not to take God's place because they weren't big enough for that. So let's review our first three points. God made boys and girls in his own image. That wasn't very good.
Let's try again.
Can we do better than that?
I can.
God made boys and girls in his own image. Number two, God gave boys and girls a job to do. Number three, God is in charge of boys and girls. Now, we're going to learn our fourth lesson. And this is a really important lesson to learn.
Ooh, important, huh?
Important.
Really big?
God made boys to be boys.
Uh-huh.
And God made girls to be, what do you think?
Girls.
Girls. You guys are catching on.
I learned that a long time ago.
You did. That's a good lesson to learn.
Yep.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But do you think any of those animals was a good helper for Adam?
Yeah.
No, but for Adam, there was not found a help meet for him.
Was a dog not good enough?
Nuh-uh.
Not even man's best friend, huh?
Nope, not even close.
Wow.
God made Adam first. And remember how God gave Adam a big job to do? But you think Adam could do the job God gave him to do by himself?
One man, one
no,
world.
He couldn't.
No.
There was no woman to help him, and man without woman is not good.
Oh, no.
Even though Adam didn't know what was missing, God knew it was not good for him to be alone. And all of the husbands in the room say amen.
Hey.
It is not good for man to be alone. And so God did something really, really special.
Oh, what?
When all the rest of creation was already done, right before God said that everything was very good, what do you think he did, Doug?
I don't know.
Do any of you know what God did? Someone? What did he do? Jesse, what did he do?
He made Eve.
He made the first girl.
Ooh.
Genesis chapter 2, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Hey, Pastor Peter, not on the job.
What?
No sleeping on the job.
Oh, but this, I'm telling the story.
Oh, would you like me to enact it?
Yeah, trying to. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he must have been sleeping really deep, because the Lord stole one of his ribs, and he didn't even wake up to realize it. Well, he didn't steal it. Adam belonged to God. So he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. So it's the first surgery. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Huh?
There was no sin,
oh.
And they had nothing to hide from each other.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they had nothing to keep secret.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to find out what changed the next time. So boys and girls are both precious in the sight of God. And boys and girls are both created in the image of God. And boys and girls both have a job to do. And boys and girls both are ruled over by God. They both have a boss. But what we need to remember is that God made boys to be boys. And God made girls to be girls. And there are lots of people in our world that will try to tell you that boys can be girls if they want to be, and that girls can be boys if they want to be. But the Bible tells us that God created boys to be boys, and God created girls to be girls, and God has a special plan for boys and a special plan for girls. And God's plan is for boys and girls to help each other to do the job that God has given them to be.
So God
to do. And when God was done making Eve, he brought her to Adam to be his wife. And the reason why marriage is so special is because who started marriage? Did man come up with the idea of marriage?
No.
No, whose idea was marriage?
God's.
And God brought Eve to Adam so they could work together to do the job that God had given them to do. And God's plan for marriage is for one man and how many women? One woman to come together and stay together for how long?
Forever.
Until one of them dies.
Ever.
Their whole lives long. And anything different from that messes up the picture that God intended for marriage. So let's review. God made boys and girls. That wasn't very good. Let's review. Let's all do it together, okay?
God made boys and girls in his own image.
God gave boys and girls a job to do. God is in charge of boys and girls. God made boys to be boys and girls to be girls. Now, we're going to have a few review questions.
Ooh, dude, yeah.
For the small kids.
Oh, the small one?
Okay. Who created boys and girls? Anyone five or under who knows? God created boys and girls. Who created marriage? God created marriage. Now, we covered 4 points in our lesson tonight. Doug,
yeah.
Do you think you and the kids can say the 4 points without my help?
Sure. All right, ready, boys and girls? You really ready? It doesn't sound like they're ready. Okay, that sounds more like you're ready. Okay, so here we go. God made boys and girls in his own image. God gave boys and girls a job to do. God is in charge of boys and girls. And God made boys to be boys and girls to be girls.
Very good. Okay. What did God make the first man out of?
Dust.
Dust.
And what kind of helper did God make for Adam?
A woman.
A rib.
A woman. And what did God make the woman out of? Adam's rib.
Oh, I got
and
that backwards.
And how many women did God create for Adam?
One.
One woman. All right. Well, it sounds like you learned the lesson really good. And God made boys and girls beautiful and wonderful. And the next time we have generations, we're going to learn about how man messed some of that up. So we're going to learn about sin, which is sad. But we'll learn about how God promised to fix things, too.
Oh,
and
good.
So let's pray, and then we're going to sing a few more songs.
Okay.
Father, I come before you tonight, and I thank you for this opportunity to learn lessons together from your word. I pray you'd help us to always remember them and glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.